Public schools in Brookline are closed today as hundreds of teachers go on strike. Negotiators with the teachers' union and the town held emergency meetings over the weekend but failed to reach a resolution. For more, let's turn to WBUR's Walter Wuthman, who's at Brookline High School. Good morning, Walt.
Good morning, Rupa.
So what's it like outside the school this morning?
Rupa, so far it's very quiet. It's a little eerie, actually. There's no school buses pulling up. There's no teams out on the field for early morning practices. You can feel this is not a typical Monday morning. And scenes like this are rare. Teacher strikes are very uncommon in Massachusetts. The last one was about 3 years ago in Dedham, and the last one before that was 15 years ago in Quincy.
And can you remind us what led to this teacher strike?
So the teachers are negotiating a new contract. They've been off contract for about 3 years. They have three main demands: higher pay, guaranteed prep time during the school day, and reforms to attract and retain educators of color. The union and school committee met for over 8.5 hours Saturday night, but a state mediator declared an impasse at about 3:50 a.m. So they met again in a last-minute emergency session yesterday afternoon and still could not reach an agreement. The Brookline Educators Union president tells me they've made progress on the pay and diversity proposals, but they remain pretty far apart on the demand for daily prep time. That seems to be the main sticking point as these negotiations progress.
Okay, so what's the school committee's response been?
The school committee says they believe they've made reasonable offers, and they note that public employee strikes in Massachusetts are actually illegal. In fact, public employee strikes have been illegal here in Massachusetts since 1919, when Governor and future President Calvin Coolidge outlawed them following a Boston police strike. But labor experts I've spoken to say school officials are usually pretty hesitant to actually bring charges against teachers.
That's so interesting. I did not know that. What are you hearing from parents?
It seems to be a mixed reaction. I've been following the angry Facebook public forums. You do see a lot of, you know, support our teachers. As I was walking through the town this morning, I saw support Brookline educators signs out. But I've seen other parents, you know, who are concerned that these school closures, whether it's just today or if it lasts through the week, are going to disproportionately impact students with specialized education programs, individualized education programs, and that the longer these school closures last, the more learning opportunities they're going to lose.
What do you think happens next?
So the union and the school committee have another mediation scheduled for this afternoon, though it remains to be seen if it actually happens. If we look to history, teachers in Dedham went on strike on a Friday and came to an agreement with their school leadership over the weekend. The teachers in Quincy 15 years ago ended their strike after 4 days. So, you know, they could reach an agreement tonight, or we could see this lasting for multiple days. The superintendent says if they don't reach an agreement tonight, they will let parents know if school is closed tomorrow before 6 a.m.
And what do you hear from teachers?
Teachers seem unified. You know, last week they voted to authorize a strike. And through all of these weekend negotiations, they've stood firm on these demands. The fact that the superintendent did close school, recognized there would not be enough staff to actually have school today, shows that they are standing firm to these three demands. And they say they're not going to go back to work unless they're met. So it seems like they are in it for the long haul.
WBUR's Walter Wuthman reporting from Brookline this morning. Thanks for joining us, Walt, and thanks for being there.
Thank you.